We are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 4, Text 17 and 18. We will repeat Text 17. Yeah, the 17 and 18 is on the book, yeah. You can do all the verses. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, we offer our respectful obeisance to the personality of God at Narayan, and to Narayana Rishi, the supermost human being, and to Mother Saraswati, the gods of learning, to Srila Vyas, gave the altar. By regular attendance of the class of the Bhagavatam and by rendering service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is nearly completely destroyed, and loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established within the heart as an irrevocable fact. We are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 4, that text 17-18. Translation and purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. The great sage who was fully equipped in knowledge could see through his transcendental vision the deterioration of everything material due to the influence of the age. He could also see that the faithless people in general would be reduced in duration of life and would be impatient due to lack of goodness. Thus he contemplated for the welfare of man in all stages and orders of life. Purport. The unmanifested forces of time are so powerful that they decay all matter in due course. In Kali Yuga, the last millennium of a round of four millenniums, the power of all material objects deteriorates by the influence of time. In this age, the duration of the material body of the people in general is much reduced, and so is the memory. The action of matter has also not so much incentive. The land does not produce food grains in the same proportions as it did in other ages. The cow does not give as much milk as it used to give formerly. The production of vegetables and fruits is less than before. As such, all living beings, both man and animals, do not have sumptuous, nourishing food, but due to want of so many necessities of life, naturally, the duration of life is reduced. The memory is short, intelligence is mere, material dealings are full of hypocrisy, and so on. Being a liberated soul, the great sage Vyasadeva could see this by his transcendental vision, as an astrologer can see the future fate of a man, or an astronomer can foretell the solar and lunar eclipses. Liberated souls can foretell the future of all mankind by seeing through the scriptures. They can see this due to their sharp vision of spiritual attainment. And all such transcendentalists, while naturally devotees of the Lord, are always eager to render welfare service to the people in general. They are the real friends of the people in general, not the so-called public leaders who are unable to see what is going to happen 5 minutes ahead. In this age, the people in general, as well as their so-called leaders, are unlucky fellows, faithless in spiritual knowledge and influenced by the age of Kali. They are always disturbed by various diseases. For example, in the present age, there are so many TB patients, tuberculosis, and tuberculosis hospitals. But formerly, this was not so because the time was not so unfavorable. The unfortunate men of this age are always reluctant to give reception to the transcendentalists who are representatives of Srila Vyasadeva. And yet these selfless workers are always busy in planning something which may help everyone in all statuses and orders of life. The greatest philanthropists are those transcendentalists who represent the mission of Vyas, Narada, Madhva, Chaitanya, Rupa, Sarasvati, etc. They are all one and the same. The personalities may be different, but the aim of the mission is one and the same, namely to deliver the fallen souls back home, back to Godhead. Read the verse again. Bhautikanam sabhavanam saktirasam satatketam ashadadanam nisatvam durmedan rasitayusa durbhagam sajanam viksya munirdivyena saksusa sarvavarnasramanam yat datyahitam amuradvik. The great sage who was fully equipped in knowledge could see through his transcendental vision the deterioration of everything material due to the influence of the age. He could also see that the fateless people in general would be reduced in duration of life and would be impatient due to lack of goodness. Thus he contemplated for the welfare of man in all stages and orders of life. Om Mahyanati Mandasya Chanjana Shanaka Saksaran Militam Yenatasmai Sri Gurave Nama Chaitanya Manobhistam Staptam Yena Bhutale Svyam Rupakadamyam Dadati Svapalantikam Vandiyam Siyu Siyu Dapadakamlam Sirum Vaishnavamsa Shirupam Jagjatam Sakan Rakhanatam Tam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parjana Saitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sankananita Shivshakam Vitamsa He Krishna Kuna Sinvadina Bandhati Atpate Kaupesha Kaupka Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshvri Vrishabhane Sita Devi Pranamama Eripe Vankha Kalpta Vrisha Kripa Sinvai Vrisha Patanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnabhyo Namo Namo Chaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Radhata Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamani Namaste Sarasvata Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskachai Desatarne Srila Prabhupada Ki. So this fourth chapter of the first canto. In the beginning, Saunagarishi asked questions. From these questions, the rest of the Bhagavatam will flow. But this chapter explains why Srila Vyasadeva compiled the Bhagavatam. That at the end we will see of this chapter that he felt dissatisfied in heart. Even after writing all these Vedic literatures, the Puranas, the Mahabharata, the Ramayana, well, all the other Vedic scriptures, that he felt dissatisfied. But Srila Vyasadeva was acting out of compassion for the people of Kali Yuga, because Kali Yuga was coming. Therefore, in the beginning there was only one Veda, but he divided that in four Vedas. And then each of these Vedas was then given to a certain sage, and this sage was giving this particular Veda to his disciples, because it was divided like that, because Kali Yuga was coming, and the quality of the people went backwards, that difficult to remember things. That's when everything is reduced in Kali Yuga, that it's mentioned here in the purport. The land was not producing as before. They could not give, the cows did not give milk like before. So many things were reduced, and also the memory became reduced. In Sutta Goswami, as in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, 1.1.10, Prayanalpayusa Sabya Kala Vasminjana Mandasamanda Matayam Mandabhagyu Padrita. Here he mentions the unfortunate qualities of those in Kali Yuga. That's Prayanalpayusa, that's Alpa means little, diminished, Alpa Ayusa, the duration of life is diminished, and we see, even a few centuries ago, we have Jagannath Das Babaji, he got to live up to 145 years. Today, you can read in a newspaper someone is 117 years old. That's the oldest man in history, in modern history, comes into the Guinness record book. But it's going backwards, gradually. That it is said, because Srila Vyasadeva predicted what was going to happen in Kali Yuga. And these predictions we find in the 12th canto. In a few chapters are describing the situation of the people in Kali Yuga. Short-lived, the duration of life will be increasing, will decrease gradually to 30 years old. So if you are 35, 40, you will be very old. Everything is decreased. And why is that? Because people... Well, why are we here? Krishna's mission is, he brings us in this material world to reform us. And the reformation takes place in Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dvapara Yuga, and those who have not been reformed in these ages, the worst cases they get in Kali Yuga. So we are unfortunate or fortunate. That Kali Yuga is an unfortunate sight and a fortunate sight. Unfortunate sight is, yes, we have all these bad qualities and so on, and everything is diminished. But the fortunate side is, it's mentioned in the Bhagavatam, the people in Kali Yuga have one good quality. They can chant his holy names. And just by this chanting the holy names of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, they can become purified and go back to Godhead. So that's the fortunate thing of Kali Yuga. But so Srila Vyasadeva divided these Vedas because the memory was reduced. We see Sukadeva Goswami, he heard the Bhagavatam from Srila Vyasadeva, and immediately he memorized all 18,000 verses. That's called Shrutidhar. Shrutidhar means once heard, one remembers. dat schudt hij daar. En in former ages, the Brahmins were very, very qualified. I could remember the Vedas. Even under the British rule in India, there was once a fight between two British men. And there was one witness. And after that fight, they were brought to court. And the judge was asking, is there a witness? Yes, there is an Indian man who saw the confrontation and the fight. But unfortunately, he did not understand English. So they asked the man to come, and the man said in Bengali, yes, I don't understand English right. But I remember what they said. Then he said, this person said this, and he said all the sounds they said, so he spoke the English. And then this person replied, and all the sounds. He had memorized the whole thing. But today, that's gone. When one wants to calculate something, today one needs a calculator. This is rare to find someone who still knows how to calculate by hand. That becomes very rare. They need all a calculator to, formerly, there was no GPS, no NAVSAT. But now, someone drives you and says, oh, I have to put, because otherwise I've seen even in Leicester, when the devotees were driving me many times, and to go from one place to another, I need not NAVSAT. Otherwise, it doesn't work. They cannot drive become completely dependent on machines like that. But why is everything diminishing? It's because nature is not cooperating. If you perform sinful activities are activities against the scriptures. So when one wants to enjoy things in this world, one will suffer. Why is that tendency for enjoyment sinful? Because Krishna is the enjoyer, not us. And Krishna is the proprietor, not us. But when we act with that motive, there will be reactions. And gradually, the material nature will react. If everyone is sinful, then material nature is not going to cooperate with us, for sure. There will be a lot of suffering. We see the fruits, the vegetables, the taste is going. I was just in America, and for my diet in the morning I'm eating only fruits. And they served me very beautiful strawberries. So beautiful. But no taste. Really no taste. That's Kali Yuga. It looks very nice, but no taste. It's all, yeah. So, if they, by the use of artificial fertilizers and so on, the soil becomes poisoned, and there are no vitamins anymore in the vegetables, in the fruits. Why is that? It's like a father has a son and gives the son some pocket money. But then if the son uses his nicely, then the father gets trust. and gives him some more money, that but if the son misuses it, then next time he will give half. And when the son misuses it again, next time he reduced it further. And that's every good father will do that, right? So in that same way, nature is not cooperating when we act contrary to religious principles. If we act for I and mine, that and in Kali Yuga most people are sinful, breaking all the four regulative principles, and that's a cause of suffering. That in Kali Yuga people give value to what has no value. All these temporary things, that what is value? There's the story of this man who went to Sanatana Goswami. And he asked Sanatana Goswami, please give me the most valuable thing. And Sanatana Goswami said, moment, I have something on it, it's on the garbage pile. And he came back with a touchstone, and he gave that to the man. And the man was very happy, because with his touchstone, every metal he would touch would become gold. So, and he was enjoying for some time, but then he was thinking, Sanatana Goswami, he kept it on the garbage pile. It must not be the most valuable thing. So he went back to Sanatana Goswami and said, no, it's not the most valuable thing. But I can give you the most valuable thing. But first you have to throw this touchstone in the river. So first, to get the most valuable thing, we must give up our attachment to enjoying in this world. Just to give pleasure to a temporary body. Real enjoyment is enjoyment of the heart, is love. And that we will only discover when we give up the so-called enjoyments for the body in this world. So the man threw the touchstone in the river, and then Sanatana Goswami said, now I will give you the most valuable thing. And he initiated them in the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. People in Kali Yuga are all upadrita, are always full of anxiety, fear to survive. I just came from New York, and I was with Chandra Prabhu, his disciple. He was initiated by Kirtananda Maharaj in 1978. That he's Malaysian, and well, he speaks Chinese also. Very interesting personality. But we were walking through Manhattan, and there was a man on a bike, and he had his wallet fell out of his pocket, but he didn't notice it. But 25 homeless people noticed it, and they started to fight for it on the street. It's so degrading that just to survive, to give, to make sure this body can go on, that identification with the body, acting out of false ego, acting out of fear. Fear comes when we identify with the body. And out of fear, we perform sinful activities. We are thinking that we are going to lose something. So to lose something that does not belong to us. It's illusion. And in Kali Yuga, people are lazy, especially lazy in terms of self-realization. That's many people in this age think, spiritual life, it's, I like it or I don't like it. It's an option. But spiritual life is not an option. Spiritual life is about self-realization, realizing who we are. So everyone is lazy, especially in self-realization. They can be very active in a mode of passion to get pleasures for the body and to make plans for sense and enjoyment. And people become attracted by temporary things, by temporary beauty, wealth, but they are not concerned with the qualities, with the character of a person. That a man marries a woman to enjoy her. But it's not going to work out. Nature is not going to cooperate with that. There will be troubles ahead. Because in relationships in Kali Yuga, there is no system of accountability anymore. People become just like monkeys. Just relationships to enjoy. This is the situation of Kali Yuga described here. But what does it mean for us? First, it's important that we understand the situation in Kali Yuga, so that we do not participate in these activities. By acting through the scriptures, we can see what's happening in Kali Yuga. By understanding the principles in Bhagavad Gita, we can see, by the way a person acts, we can know his future. That we are all the architects of our future. So also Srila Vyasadeva could see by the qualities of the people what was ahead, what's going to happen. He knew that. But for us, what's important here? It points to our mission. Srila Vyasadeva feels compassion. And as an answer for that, on the instruction of his spiritual master, because his spiritual master will make him aware of it. You have to meditate on the Absolute Truth with devotion and write the Bhagavatam. And that will be the conclusions after the next chapters. Because Narada Muni will tell Srila Vyasadeva the reason why you are feeling dissatisfied, even after compiling all this Vedic literature, is that you did not sufficiently describe the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's the problem. Because Narada Muni chastised him. That's like mystical. When at the end of this chapter, you will see that Srila Vyasadeva feels dissatisfied in heart. I said, I read all this Vedic literature, but I still feel not satisfied. So what we thus, if we read this, all what he wrote, are we going to feel satisfied if the author is not feeling satisfied? And then he was contemplating what went wrong. So in our spiritual lives, it's important that we look in our heart regularly. And this, how am I doing with my spiritual progress? That, am I feeling happy? Because that should be the result. If I'm not feeling increasingly happy, something is wrong. And Shalviyasri felt, yes. He was contemplating, and then he found in his heart, yes, it came up from his heart. Maybe I did not glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead sufficiently. At that moment, Narada Muni's spiritual master appears, and he offers obeisances to his spiritual master. And in the Bhagavatam, there is no conversation, there is no Narada Muni is not asking what's wrong. No. He's addressing immediately the feeling of dissatisfaction of Srila Vyasadeva. It's like mystical. The first thing he said is, are you only concerned with the body and the mind? What with the interest of the soul? That, because all this karma kanda he wrote, it's all about the body and the mind. Yes, he wrote the Mahabharata, and in the middle there is the Bhagavad Gita, but it's just a little portion of what he wrote. It's not sufficient. Bhagavad Gita is Krishna who speaks. But the people need to hear about Krishna, and that's the Bhagavatam. Therefore, he told Srila Vyasadeva, "No, you have to meditate on the absolute truth with devotion, because that will help the people." And he gave. And therefore he told the story of his previous life, how he became self-realized by hearing Bhagavatam from the Bhaktivedantas. So like Srila Vyasadeva wrote the Bhagavatam, but we have also a role to play in that mission. As devotees, devotee means feeling compassion. Paradukha dukhi. If one sees others in trouble and unhappy, a devotee feels unhappy and wants to do something about it. So he wants to educate others in devotional service, bring them to goodness out of this situation, and to feel that compassion, one must feel the urgency to go on Harinam, to distribute books. In New York they have these Harinams everywhere. Every day they go out on Harinam from 1 to 7. Every day. And they choose... Every time a nice spot in New York. I went a few times with them. I was in Times Square, Union Square, and other places in Manhattan. And at the same time they are distributing books. So one must understand that urgency to help people. But what's the main thing that will help the people to come to self-realization? It is this Bhagavatam. It is said, Yasyam vai shruyamana yam krishni paranam purusa bhakti utpatyate pumsa sokamoya bhaya paha. This verse 177, Srila Vyasadeva speaks this verse, or Sutta Goswami mentions this first, but it represents the realization of Srila Vyasadeva after meditating with devotion on the Absolute Truth. He said, just by giving oral reception to the Srimad Bhagavatam, it destroys LIF, lamentation, illusion, and fear. That's a big promise. If someone gives you a tablet and says you take that every day and you will get rid of all suffering, that's a big promise. Just daily hearing the Bhagavatam, it destroys all lamentation, illusion, and fear. Why? Because anarto pasnam saksa bhakti yogam adoksaye lokasyojnato vidvam sakri sattvana samitam. It mitigates all suffering because it brings us to the point of engaging in devotional service. Engaging in devotional service, Sutta Goswami calls the linking process of devotional service. Linking process. That's how to link ourselves again with all the source, with the source of all happiness, with Krishna. And that's why Srila Vyasadeva compiled this Bhagavatam, because it will get rid of our problem. What is our problem? That's after meditating on the Absolute Truth with devotion, the first thing he sees this problem. Yasyam samohito jivya atmaram trigunatnamakam paropi manate nartam tatkritam sabi patyate. He said, the living entity is transcendental to this material nature. But because the living entity identifies with the body, he undergoes all these miseries in this world. So, therefore, this is Lord Krishna's mission, Srila Prabhupada's mission, Srila Vyasadeva's mission, to help the people in Kali Yuga to get rid of these bad qualities, to purify the heart and realize and then gradually identifying with our real self by engaging in devotional service. And that's the solution to all problems. So the Bhagavatam explains us the problem of the people in Kali Yuga, gives us the process, the linking process, and it's a very simple one. Just giving oral reception to the Srimad Bhagavatam, and it destroys lamentation, illusion, and fear. Soka, moha, and bhaya. Because then we start to see the reality. We can only one in goodness can see things as they are. And it brings us above goodness, gradually by hearing. So this is the predictions of Kali Yuga, and it's mentioned in this verse. These predictions are mentioned because Srila Vyasadeva felt compassion for the people of Kali Yuga, and therefore he compiled all this Vedic literature. But he did not do the right thing. That the right thing was to point to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and our relationship with him. That although it is there, Vedanta Sutra has four books. The first book is about Sambandha Jnana. The second and the third book is about Abhideya, engaging in that relationship. And the fourth book is about Prayojan, the goal of life. It's there, but the sutras are very difficult to understand. It needs an explanation, and that explanation is the Bhagavatam. That's a natural commentary. But the Vedic literature points to that, because Vedasya Sarvar Ami Vavidya Vedanta Kit Vidavit Eva Chaham. Krishna says, I'm to be known by the Vedas. So that's the purpose of the Vedas. But the purpose was clouded by Skarmakanda explanations and so on. It did not point specifically to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thank you very much. Any question or comments?